Okej. Utkast till ett förslag att skicka till SNC. Hare Krishna, all glory to Srila Prabhupada, please help my humble obeisances. Prabhu's. Well, this is a proposal from me, Priyavrata Das, who volunteer to help out if you want me to, otherwise not. And okay, I take it in English. After speaking to, you know, some local devotees like that, it seems to me that the path is rather strained, and when we are aging, and there are health problems. So and as we mentioned before, there are needs to be taken care of in this house that was, after all, built by devotional service from a group of devotees and should be respected for that. There is a need, and has been for many years now, to just go around to the tenants and ask and look what needs to be done, renovation, maintenance. Of the private living facilities here, not just the public spaces. And let's just get honest that, I mean, we are here in Stockholm, and Govinda's disappeared, and the second Govinda's disappeared, and the third Govinda's disappeared, and now there is no Govinda's, and frankly speaking, the devotees I spoke to, have lost faith in the ability of the current leader of ISKCON Stockholm and caretaker of the projects that he inherited when becoming that leader, especially now today, competent doing that. And there is nothing forbidden in doubting that. And I hope that raising this question here is allowed, because we're talking about a reality that is quite practical and important to quite a few devotees. And any leader, before becoming a leader, taking up a leadership position among Vaishnavas, should first of all question him or herself, am I able to properly perform this service to the devotees and to Krishna? And Krishna says, one who calls himself my devotee is not my devotee, but one who calls himself a devotee of my devotee is my devotee. So we are talking about important matters here. Now, this is just an appeal from one of us, me, Priyavrata Das, but I think I could get many devotees to sign under this. If I try, that you please bring up this situation for discussion and then do what you see best. All I want to say here is that I, being a tenant of this house and, well, having experience, I would say it rather successful, of buying and renovating two houses, the Gothenburg Mandal Temple and my own house in the south of Sweden. I volunteer, as I'm still in good health, thanks God. To work in a team responsible for maintaining this Krishna's property. For the service and welfare, yes, comfort of the Vaishnavas, protection of the Vaishnavas. My condition for doing that, because there is some work to do, is simple. That the team should consist of devotees who are experienced actually with successfully running projects, companies, organizational structures. Who actually know something about, who actually know about budgeting, finances, accounting, and so on. As well as the practicalities of running, maintaining, and if need be, renovating a house. A very nice house, by the way, in a high class area of the capital of Sweden. Should be, and I would say it's the sattvic way, kept at a standard befitting the environment. The garden, but, and so on, but first and foremost, as we are Vaishnavas, it should be a happy place to live for devotees. So I just offer my services in case you are interested. Again, I will not be able to take on such a burden myself on my shoulders, but, and I wonder if any one of us oldies can and want, actually. So a team is what makes sense to me, but it has to be, and this is my condition, a team not just thrown together. As some figureheads representing the interests of some leader up there, but actually empowered and entitled. Work with and deal with and manage this house, Brahmakund, together, financially, managerially, and everything, practically. So that's all I want to say here, and thank you for reading, listening to this. You know where to find me if you're interested. Otherwise, this offer stands as long as I feel able to take on such a responsibility, which is still a burden to me, but I guess a burden of love, because again, I see this house as Krishna's house, made by Krishna's devotees, and should be respected like a deity. Hare Krishna.